I think it's, I guess that time. Yeah, Roscoe?
Hey.
How are you?
Well, not too bad.
What seems to be going on today?
Well, I got the radio to work.
Wow. So you've been tuning in, huh?
Yeah.
Good timing.
Hey.
Right on the nose.
A little gospel, five blind boys action. So what's up with you guys today? Who all's out there?
Me.
Solo hound.
Just me. Everybody else is shell-shocked.
Really? What happened last night?
I don't know. Everybody just seems sort of dead. You know, it's that end of winter thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
The radio family is missing, presumed hungover. Either that or I figure they might be dropping supplies into the compound in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
How about that guy, huh?
Yeah, I like when they have on CNN, they run those factoids, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was like, what was David Koresh's former profession? It's like, well, you knew this was coming, you know. Rock musician, guitarist.
Yeah.
That's what happens when people don't like your songs.
Yeah.
They get driven to that.
Too bad there's not an ESP Records to release an album now.
Like, right.
To go alongside the Manson album,
yeah,
and the
make
Jim
a nice,
Jones
album. You know, then they could get you to do the liner notes on the double reissue.
Yeah. That'd be good. Did you hear any of the song? They played a little of it on, like, one of those goofy news shows.
Which song? His song?
His demo song. Like, there's a madman in Texas. That's
no
like
kidding?
The first line, yeah. It was like, bad pop metal, I guess. I don't know what you call this.
Oh, really?
Bad metal. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I was down in Philadelphia working with Go to Blazes at the supposedly totally hot stuff studio, and this has been the last two studios I worked in were just the worst. This place was bad. Like, I couldn't even yell at the guy because it was like I just felt bad for the guy as far as his own personal self-respect, you know, because I had tons of great vintage audio gear, you know, tube stuff and all the super Gucci high-end but righteous stuff. And it was a nightmare.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. Albert was there. He witnessed it. He was dealing with it.
So what'd you do? Did you finish anything?
We got some stuff done, but it was like, it was just an unbelievable nightmare. This place, it was bad. I just felt bad for the guy. You know, it was like, sometimes you just want to kill the guy. But it was almost like the thing when your parents look at you and go, well, I think you've suffered enough for this one, son, you know. It's like,
well,
this guy's living in his own funk, and there's all these studios out there that are hurting for money bad, and to really, like, they didn't have razor blades or pencils or white tape to mark stuff.
Weird.
Headphone boxes, you know, but they had like the $100,000 vintage console.
Well,
so it was.
What you get for going to Philadelphia?
I guess, you know, I'll take it as a sign. I'll stay home. I got no problem with that. But so what's up? Is there anything going on this evening?
No.
No?
Yeah, no, actually there is. Yeah, there is. Hold on. You know what's going on this evening? I promised I would have announced this. This is in Williamsburg, though, so it's sort of across the bridge, but it's at room temperature, 17 Hope Street, Williamsburg, Brooklyn. It's J. Sherman Godfrey, Laura Cantrell, Amy McMahon Rigby, Clovis Noches, Cowboy Dick, and others with the Grand L Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And for directions, call 718-388-9766.
Yeah, I was talking to Jay. I guess he's got like a regular orchestra playing with him.
An orchestra with fiddles and stuff?
No, it might be some fiddles. Just, I mean, enough. When after it's six or seven people, then it becomes an orchestra by default.
Yeah.
So.
The J. Sherman Godfrey Orchestra.
Yeah, that's good. I'll be playing Tuesday again at Brownies.
And
I promise to stop for a while.
Is this the, is this another early show?
Yeah,
show. 9:30.
We go on early and with the, it's Roscoe's gang and then the High Plains Drifters. We had a good time.
Yep.
So.
It sounded good.
Yeah. It was cool.
I saw your picture sleeve up on the computer screen at Brian's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sort of a mock-up.
Yeah, looked good.
Good, yeah, I want to put
good,
that
real bearded shot of the skull.
Right, I want to get that Scandinavian 45 out there so I can go over there and
get a free ski trip.
Have a little, yes, little spring skiing. Maybe eat some fish with the sauce on the side, like all Americans. Well, hey.
Okay, Rob.
I'm digging your show, and I'm listening in, and aloha to the audience, and we'll catch you on the cruise.
Aloha, Roscoe.
See you
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Roscoe, just this next Tuesday at Brownies.